When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That ain't hip hop. Young Dolph Week. You know what it is. Today we are reviewing Bulletproof. Ken. I think in hip hop, you know, there's a lot of violence. There's a lot of crazy shit that happens. But one of the craziest stories is people unloading 100 shots and not killing Young Dolph. That's
a real story.
That's a real story. They unloaded 100 shots and did not hit him. Well, they hit him, but they didn't kill him. That's insane. And to live through that is... and then to go to the studio and go make this song, that's hard as fuck.
Yeah.
That's hard. That's legend. You know what I'm saying?
That explains the title, too.
100%. Bulletproof. Bulletproof. And this was around the height of that whole Yo Gotti, Young Dolph beef and everything that was happening. He pushed the button on it a little bit. And as you can see, who's the only feature on here, Ken?
Gucci.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There was a reason for that. But I want to jump there too next, because remember how on East Atlanta, Memphis, mm-hmm. we was very critical about Gucci. And we was like, you know, Gucci had a couple shiny moments, but for the most part, he sounded lazy. Like, yeah, it's whatever. This is one of Gucci's best damn verses. You know what I'm saying? Like, Gucci went the fuck off on this, Ken. Another thing, too, that I really liked about this project was the length and time.
Mm-hmm.
10 songs, 31 minutes. Mm-hmm. With this type of hip hop, sometimes I feel like 20, 25, it's like it's just too much. And that's what's so interesting about the last project that we did, because it wasn't too long, but it was kind of samey, but not really. Mm-hmm. And we gave them props on that project, where that's extremely difficult to do. But I think this is a sweet spot, mm-hmm. even for Dolph. I think this is just a real good sweet spot in hip hop in general. Because it allows you to get in, give people a moment, and then just jump out. You know what I'm saying? Because this whole project, Ken, like, I think this is one of the hardest projects that Young Dolph has. Because he gave you a lot on this. Mm-hmm. He gave you a lot of variety. He gave you a lot of different flows on this one. And it sounded more mature.
It did.
It sounded more mature. And like I said on the previous one, you're hearing the growth as an artist. The artistry is growing. Because the song, But I'm Bulletproof, mm-hmm. that beat is hard as fuck. I think that whole situation just gave him purpose, mm-hmm. and then he gave you damn near a masterpiece.
Yeah, I love the way... How But I'm Bulletproof start out. That's dope. And you telling me about that being real, because I didn't follow much of that story. Like, I knew about it, but, you know, I didn't look at the details. Painted a different picture for me. Coming off 16 Zips, this one, the energy was different.
It was different.
And I didn't understand the difference in the energy. I was like, man, this is kind of a little bit more serious, a little bit more down, mm-hmm. a little bit more somber in ways. Like, where's the turn up, dog? Mm-mm. And it didn't give me that. So I was like, man, I don't know if I'm feeling this one the way I felt the other one, because it was just so different. But I think he's taking a different approach and telling different stories. That he's gone through. Like, this is two years removed from 16 Zips. Mm-hmm. So I hearing that. It's definitely interesting now, because I wonder how I will process what I'm hearing now here. But But there's still some joints on here. You know, like But I'm Bulletproof is good. Mm-hmm. And 100 Shots I thought was dope as well.
100.
So Fuck 'em. Of course, that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. I love what he said on I'm So Real, and I don't know if he was being like, I don't know if he was just being respectful, but he was like, she drunk as fuck, call her an Uber. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, that is a very mature grown-up line. Instead of she drunk as fuck, let's bring her back to the house mm-hmm. or some shit. They probably mm-hmm. would have said years ago.
She might have said in 2015.
Might have said in 2015, but they were like, and yeah, she drunk as fuck, call her an Uber. Like, I was like, damn, that's very mature. Like, I didn't expect that. But I'm just say that on I'm So Real, man. And I pray for my enemies, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I like that one as well. It's just like the energy of this one is so different mm-hmm. that it required a different type of listening for me yep. Compared to the other one. But overall, a really, really, really solid project. And I think one that has a lot of meaning behind it that 100%. I didn't really get. I knew that he got shot at. I didn't know it was like 100. Shots.
They unloaded. Bro, man, hold on. Let me find you an article,
crazy, bro. Damn, that's fucking crazy. Got Zaytoven on here and on Everything You Want to Be. Yep. And then he did an acapella on the outro, which I thought was interesting. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't expect you to do that.
So the reason why the name of the second song is in Charlotte, because it happened in Charlotte. 100 Shots in Charlotte.
Oh.
So but look at the title, Ken. The title of every song.
I'm looking at them now. Yes.
100 Shots in Charlotte, But I'm Bulletproof. So Fuck them. That's how I feel. All of them. I'm So Real. I Pray for My Enemies. I'm Everything You Want to Be, shaking my head.
I'm
told you it's a masterpiece.
Oh shit.
I didn't tell you it was a masterpiece.
Oh shit.
I told you that, Ken.
Oh,
I told you it's a masterpiece.
Oh, man. I got to listen to it again.
I told you.
Shit, bro.
A masterpiece.
That's so fucking dope.
A masterpiece.
And that explains the outro.
Everything.
Because everyone on SMH, I'm listening mm-hmm. like, dang. He said, you were there because you, like, something about you mad. Every chance I get to show my ass, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Wow.
This project is him saying, fuck all you motherfuckers that want to hate. I'm going to still be Dolph. You know, like, every Ken, masterpiece.
Damn. Damn, a trap nigga, though. Damn, use titles.
To tell send a whole other stuff.
Yep. That's fucking dope, bro. Nah, mm-hmm. yeah, you're right. That's fucking dope as shit.
Mm-hmm. Masterpiece. And that's why the energy is different, because he's taking what happened and that's this.
Yep.
That's this. Damn. Yeah, man. Ken, I'm going to forego favorites because I'm going to say the whole shit. It's a masterpiece. He did not miss. It put you where Dolph's perspective and mind was at the time of all of this happening to him.
Yeah. Damn. Give me 100 Shots, But I'm Bulletproof, So Fuck them. That's how I feel. And I Pray for My Enemies.
But look, if anybody says, where should I get on Young Dolph? I don't think that this is the project for the turn up, obviously. But if you know it's a hip hop head guy that you're trying to turn on to Young Dolph, this is the one that you put him on to. They would appreciate the story and the meaning behind the entire project. You just got to listen to him. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason for what he does and why he says what he says. But you guys already know what it is. We got one more Young Dolph project, and they will be rounding out Young Dolph Week with Single Sunday. Again, we appreciate you guys. Best part of Dead End Hip Hop. Best part of Dead End Hip Hop podcast. We'll catch you tomorrow with another Young Dolph project. We out. Peace.
Peace.